just passed an auspicious and a Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the ibadah that was done during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And may Allah help us and assist us and guide us that we are able to keep up to that spirit of what we had experienced during the auspicious and the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned with regard to the objective and the purpose of the month of Ramadan, like a person goes to a doctor, the object and purpose of going is to get good health, it's not the medication. The medication is a means by which he is going to get good health. That is why he follows the prescription of what the doctor has prescribed. And accordingly, if he fulfills that prescription, then ultimately the purpose is that he gets good health. Similarly, my dear brothers, let us understand that all the ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, injunctions of Allah, have got a specific purpose. Like for example, salat. What is the purpose and object of salah? Allah himself mentioned in the Quran and says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that establish salah for my remembrance. That means that for the remembrance, the purpose and objective of performing salah is to gain the remembrance of Allah. So for that moment that you are in salah, everything else is minus and the presence of Allah is in the front. And the manner in which we perform our salah, and we have to do it five times daily, is that we have to gain this very objective of the remembrance of Allah in every day out of that period of time that we are not in salah. The purpose and objective of salah is the remembrance of Allah, and it must train you to such an extent that when you are not in salah, you still have the focus and the remembrance of Allah in front of you. Similarly, my dear brothers, with regard to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that I have prescribed fasting for you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. I have prescribed fasting for you, like how it was prescribed for people before you. Kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum. And then Allah gives you the reason and says, la'allakum tattakoon. So the fasting is not the objective, but the objective is bigger than what? The fasting is a means of realizing an objective, and the objective was actually to gain taqwa, to gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how much each one has fared, and how much he has gathered and accumulated of this sifat and this quality of taqwa, it depends on each individual. How much we have taken. So the purpose and object was not fasting. Whilst we may have fulfilled the fasting, and if we have done it in a correct manner and fulfilled the rites of the fast, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions with regards to the fasting person and the reward for the fasting person that Allah himself says that I am the reward for the fasting person. But my dear brothers, the purpose and the objective has to be realized. And that objective was the taqwa that we were supposed to have gained during the auspicious month of Ramadan. The actual test of the month of Ramadan, whether you have obtained the purpose and object of the month of Ramadan, which was taqwa, is after the month of Ramadan. And today being the first Jummah, we'll remind ourselves, my dear brothers. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to gain this very important quality and sifat of taqwa? In numerous ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, you see, we as insan, we want to know what is our benefit. What is my benefit in doing something? If I show you this, what is my commission in it? Or what will I obtain from it? Very few people will do something khalisatan liwajhillah. But we are, insan is like that. He wants to know that what is my purpose and objective. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the mizaj and the temperament and the psychology of this human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in innumerable ayat of the Quran, if you look at the ayat of the Quran, you will read and you will find what is the significance and the purpose of gaining taqwa. And amongst them numerous, I just mention a few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who has taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way and means for him. In his difficult situation, every person in a difficulty, he wants some contact. Who can help me with this? Who can help me with this? Who can help me? Who can assist me? Who can do this for me? So Allah is telling us that if you have obtained this sifat and quality of taqwa, which you have trained yourself in the auspicious month of Ramadan, that when things were not permissible, when things were permissible, you Allah, for the sake of Allah, you shunned it, you abandoned it. So now out of the month of Ramadan, to shun and abandon those things that are generally prohibited should have become easier for you. So if you adopt this taqwa, Allah says, I will make a way for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That in his works, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way for him. In his difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a means for him. And every single person, generally, he's worried about his risk and sustenance. In the ayat continuing, Allah says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And then Allah continues and says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That if you adopt taqwa, I will find a way for you. I will make it easy for you. And I know, O insan, I know that your worry is risk. Allah goes further and says that, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. From ways and means from where he will not be able to imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a sabab and asbab for his risk on condition that he adopts taqwa. My dear brothers, who is that man? Who is that being who put in the mind of somebody in Johannesburg and Cape Town and Timbuktu or whoever to contact you and look for this article and I need this, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that? This is the maze. Allah, if a person adopts taqwa, Allah will make it at the end of the month, his needs are fulfilled, and the people who are under him, his subordinates also, they all his bills get paid, so to say. But it is with taqwa. It is not with our intelligence. It's not with our, so much of effort I am making. No, my dear brothers. That is one part of it. But together with that, the sifat and quality of taqwa is required. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. In another ayat, we are all hoping from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must give us forgiveness. That's what we want. We all are hoping from Allah, oh Allah, forgive my gunas and sins. Oh Allah, give me an abundant reward for whatever amal I am doing, the little reward. Oh Allah, you can multiply the reward. So Allah tells us in the Quran that with the sifat and quality of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yukaffir anhu sayyi'atihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the gunas and overlooks the shortcomings of that person who adopts taqwa. And then goes on and says, وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. That I give him a huge reward for his amal. And this is what we are looking for. So it's based on taqwa, my dear brothers. Everything is on taqwa. If you look at the entire Quran, you'll find all these sifat and qualities, all the assistance and the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on the sifat and quality of taqwa. And that is what we try to obtain in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, till we receive the month of Ramadan again, we should have generated so much of taqwa within ourselves that it must be able to take us till the auspicious month of Ramadan is experienced again, and Allah knows who will receive that. So in my business dealings or in my affairs on my day-to-day basis, I'm going to be tested on taqwa, my dear brothers. Somebody will come and offer me some goods cheaper than their supplier also. Now, that sifat and quality of taqwa that I have derived or I have obtained, I have trained myself, will make me question, and that iman will generate within me that concern and fikr that how can this man give me something that is cheaper than a supplier? And immediately it will become a ha'il. How can somebody sell me something which I can't buy it from the person who's supplying it at that price? Obviously, we know what type of goods those are. But only a man who has taqwa within him will be able to say, no, this I won't touch it. Because this what I'm going to touch is fire. Only the man, my dear brothers, who has generated so much of taqwa, the objective was not fasting, the objective was taqwa. Now when I get the responsibility of fulfilling my duty as a trustee or as an executor of an estate, then now the taqwa is going to come in the front and say that, you know, this person left an Islamic will and this is how the estate has to be distributed. It is my duty as an executor of an estate to see that this is speedily, it is fulfilled. And not that an estate sits for 50 years and 60 years unresolved. There are minor children whose amanat I have to take care of. Now it is the sifat and quality of taqwa that will have generated so much of fikr in me that I have to ensure that I honestly and truthfully do an investment for these children so that when they become of age of understanding, then that investment that I have made or the wealth that their father may have left for his children has multiplied and grown, not that it has diminished and become non-existent. So this sifat and quality of taqwa all the time, my dear brothers. I am an employer and I have employees. Now the sifat and quality of taqwa is going to drive me that I have to fulfill the rights of my employees. And for the employees that I have to fulfill the right and the haq of my employer, that I don't shortchange him. I don't use the internet in my office to do my private business. Now, what's going to stop him, my dear brothers? It's taqwa. It's the sifat and quality of taqwa. When my boss is not around, then I'm not doing some other work. And when he's around, then I'm doing what he wants me to do. The only thing that can safeguard and protect the person from doing that is the sifat and quality of taqwa. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to make gush. And he was passing by one house. And the mother is telling the daughter, put some water in the milk. So the daughter is replying and said that Amirul Mu'mineen has given a command and said that we must not mix the milk and water. How can I mix the milk and water? I can't do that. She said that Umar is not here. Who's there to see that you're putting that? So she said, Fa'ain Allah. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This was the level of people, my dear brothers. And Umar radiallahu anhu marked the home. Mention is made that he got his son married to that girl in that house. And from that union was born Umar bin Abdul Aziz. See, it was taqwa, the sifat and quality of taqwa. When nobody is watching me, nobody is around, my parents too are not around, I am alone in my house, what am I doing at that particular instance? The consciousness, the taqwa that I received in the Mubarak month of Ramadan has driven me to the level that I will not do anything haram. Because in Ramadan, I didn't eat anything in the absence of anybody in my home. Nobody was there. I didn't eat anything. The little child offered a little child the best thing that their child would like. She said, no, I'll eat it when the iftar time. My mommy told me Allah is watching me. My dear brothers, have we generated so much of taqwa within ourselves that outside the Mubarak and auspicious month of Ramadan that we are able to safeguard and protect us from haram is actually our test of the month of Ramadan. Allah must give us that true reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must create that real consciousness, my dear brothers. There are many stories of taqwa. And the people of the past, the elderly people will tell you that if a man gave his word, somebody would offer him more for that house. But he said, no, that was taqwa. I've given my word to my neighbor. I can't sell it to you. Even for 100,000 rand more, I won't sell it. That was the sifat and quality that the elderly people had in the past. We have lost it, my dear brothers. We have lost it. Allah must give us. This is what is taqwa. This is taqwa, my dear brothers. I will not utilize something without the consent of the owner of it. That's actually taqwa. How would we keep this, my dear brothers? A few minutes I want to spend on what we need to do. How do we need to keep this within ourselves? Firstly, my dear brothers, in and around wherever we are, different majalis take place. Some ulama have some bayans and talks and whatever it is. It is very, very important, my dear brothers, we need to go for that injection. We must take ourselves and present ourselves like when you get sick, you go to the doctor. We must regard ourselves that we are spiritually sick. We need to go and get that injection every now and then. Every week, go for that injection. So that, my dear brothers, that spirit of taqwa, that spirit of the consciousness of Allah, that story of the pious elders and predecessors, the story of Sahaba, etc., we are reminded about it. So present ourselves in those gatherings. Nobody's going to come and take us, my dear brothers. No angel will come and say, no, come, I'll take you here. No, it must come from within ourselves. Now your spirit is high, you want to maintain that level, you won't be able to maintain the same level because the Mubarak month of Ramadan has got its own blessings. But my dear brothers, try and do this, number one. Number two, my dear brothers, take one seerah kitab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this Ramadan, now from Shawwal till next year, 1 year, make it your assignment. You will study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day read something. There's one beautiful kitab, it's called Siratul Mustafa. It's been abridged. All the extra talks have been removed, only about 100 rand, one big, thick volume. It will take you 1 year to read it, if you read little every day. Let us acquaint ourselves of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The personality that the most amount of books have been written, and every historian has a different perspective and he focuses differently on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make this your assignment for the whole year. Then take one surah of the Quran, whichever one you like, whether it's Surah Yasin or Tabarak or whether it's Ar-Rahman or whatever it is, and acquaint yourself completely for 1 year. You must study that surah, study it. When it was revealed, how many ayats, where it was revealed, what was the circumstances of revelation, what was the virtues and fazilat, what is the translation of this. Every day, learn something regarding the surah that you love, so that you derive an attachment with the Quran. So that's the third thing we need to do, my dear brothers. And then fourthly, do every day something only for the pleasure of Allah. Nobody must know. We're living in an upside down world. Before, things that were private was kept private. But now what I ate or what my daughter-in-law, what baby she had, I put it on the Facebook. I put the picture on the Facebook. Everybody must come to know. The whole world must follow me and they must know exactly that today I'm going to China and tomorrow I'm visiting this island and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Our private life has become public. This is not necessary. What are we doing only for Allah? Ask yourself and every day do one small amal only for the pleasure of Allah. Only so that if you have to die on that day, we don't know, that amal might become a reward for us from the punishment and azab of Allah. So if I assisted somebody, I removed some stone from the road, I did something special, and I did it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, then, my dear brothers, that becomes maqbool in the Allah. No matter how small the amal is, don't regard it to be small. But do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. It is hopeful that that amal might become a means of me being safeguarded and protected from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, keep ta'alluq with good people. Our company is very important. If you keep ta'alluq with good people, your taqwa and your level of whatever you want to do and achieve will continue rising. But if you keep ta'alluq with those people who want to now, you know, play cards and waste time and go only fishing and only talk about business, then that remainder of Allah's consciousness is not going to be there. And then unfortunately we fall off. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that sabab and asbab that we adopt so that inshallah up till when we experience Ramadan again, and only Allah knows, Sahaba used to 6 months make dua, oh Allah, whatever we did in Ramadan, accept it. And 6 months, oh Allah, give us another Ramadan. So let us, my dear brothers, refocus ourselves, keep ourselves focused. That taqwa was what we derived in the month of Ramadan. We should not be wasting it in anything. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true consciousness of Allah that will be able to lead us for the rest of our year until we reach Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه قد غوى وإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا إن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن خير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد من قعد وقام اللهم صل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى عبادك الصالحين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون استغفر الله ادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والكرام ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله